On the phone is Willie Wilson. Willie, thank you for joining us again on the Lisa Dent Show and for always taking our phone call. It looks like the ballot battles have begun. So today, you sat down across the table from Jamal Green, and each one of you want the other off the ballot. Is that a fair assessment?
No, not really. First of all, I was not down there. Secondly, is that I'm not challenging him at all. That's a personal problem between him and Ricky Henson.
Whoa.
So I have nothing to do with him getting out the ballot. That's a personal problem between him and Ricky Henson. The only person that I'm challenging personally, myself, is Sawyer.
Are you paying Ricky Hendon?
He's a consultant of mine.
So by extension, you're challenging Jamal Green. I mean, if it's your consultant who's doing the challenging, don't you bear some, I mean, wouldn't you welcome some responsibility for that?
No, I'm just telling you how it is. Ricky Henderson is a consultant. He's not employed by me in terms of as employee. That's a
I'm going to interrupt you, Mr. Wilson, Dr. Wilson, because you pay him though, right? He's just not a full time employee.
No, he's a consultant of mine.
But you pay him.
He's a consultant of mine.
Okay.
And is he representing anybody else's campaign or only yours?
I have no idea. He's been with me during the time way back when Ronnie Mania first ran for mayor, and Ronnie Mania challenged mine, and he's been getting my petition couple of times I ran for mayor.
What does he do for you?
He's a consultant of mine. He get teams on the ground and get the petition, go out and get them for me, and that's what he really does for me. And he's a consultant. You know, that's basically what it does. So in terms of accuracy, I am challenging Alderman Rob Sawyer. Jamal Green and Rick Henson is a personal problem. If they had 4 years ago, they almost got in a fight when he was downtown, and Jamal Green talked about his mother or something like that. I won't even get involved personally with that at all. That's between them. And I guess that they try to pull me in and challenge my eyes, I suppose, but I have nothing to do with that one at all.
Okay,
First of all, I have over 61,000 petitions, and I know my petition is good.
Here's the deal for everyone listening. Dr. Willie Wilson is running for mayor of Chicago. Jamal Green is running for mayor of Chicago. You know the list is long, and there's a tradition in Chicago of challenging signatures. It kind of pulls back the curtain on the rough and tumble tactics used in local politics, and it is successful at times. Jamal Green joined us after you were on our show last week, Dr. Wilson, and he believes, like I believe, if you have a consultant that is working for you and doing work on your behalf, then he's representing your campaign.
Well, all I can just tell you is this much. I am filing Alderman Sawyer petition. That's a personal problem between Jamal Green and Ricky Henson. Now, I don't think I can get no plainer than that. You know, and if it was anything that I was doing, I'm man enough, a person enough to admit to it. That just pretty much me. I mean, I don't really try to dodge anything or question nothing, but this just fact of it is I won't get into a personal problem going on for the last 8 years, whatever, 4 or 5, 8 years, whatever it may be. And that's that. People have to draw their own conclusion, but that is not my doing. I'm not involved, nor am I going to get involved in that.
Well, Jamal Green is challenging your petitions, and one of the things he says is that you don't meet the residency requirement. Do you have a house in Hazelcrest?
Yes, I have.
And do you live there?
I stay in both places. I live downtown. I voted last time as a mayor here, time before for mayor here, for U.S. Senate here as well. My voter registration, I show it to the news media card that is says here. I didn't know it was a law that you couldn't own two or three homes. I mean, some of the guys, I don't know how many home that the governor have, probably more than I got, you know?
Where do you spend most of your time, Mr. Wilson?
My resident is the 363, you know, right, I'm sorry, my resident downtown.
Don't be giving your address out on the air, Willie.
We could touch your apartment from here. We see you around.
A lot of you guys, all the news media, everybody always been up here for the last 8 years or more.
Does your wife live here?
I'm married.
Well, but I'm just curious. I'm trying to sort which is your principal residence, and if your family lives there.
My principal resident is downtown.
Okay.
And then every document they include my voter registration card is downtown. It includes my driver's license, everything downtown. I own more than one place where I live at. I live here again. Some people own 10 or 12 homes. I don't own that many. You know, so, you know, I don't just get played. I mean, you can stay wherever you want to stay, you know. I follow the law of the land, you know.
Okay. Dr. Wilson, just one last thing before we let you go, just so that I'm clear about this. Number one is you are not challenging Jamal's placement on the ballot. You welcome his run for mayor against you. And number two, you're saying, are you reiterating what you said last week on the show, that the bribe offered to one of his campaign workers from Ricky Hendon on your behalf, you have nothing to do with that?
Absolutely right. I have nothing to do with that. I'm not that type of person. First of all, is that ain't no way in the world that I would bribe anybody. Absolutely not. That's not even my style, my
well,
integrity.
I know, but when you hire people that do that in your name, then it reflects back on you. Like, if I did something right now, it would reflect back on the radio station. I mean, it's who you represent that it always comes back to you.
Well, you know, that's a matter of opinion. I'm telling you is the truth, and that is the truth. I'm following one objective, one person. That Alderman Sawyer, I had nothing to do with that personal relationship between Ricky Hendon and Jamal Green.
All right.
I'm going to remain that way because I don't want to get involved in that mess.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us on the show. Have a great day.
You're welcome.
Dr. Willie Wilson. Steve has your news next on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.